Hey, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Southern Fried Podcast, a production of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. I'm Rex Nelson, senior editor of the Democrat Gazette, and proud to have on the show somebody that will know how to do this because she's one of my former media colleagues in the arts now, but Allison Courtney. Many of you know Allison from her long career in Little Rock Television. Thank you for joining me.
Glad to be here.
We miss you downtown. Good to have you back downtown again.
One of the first times I've driven back downtown in a while. And I never hardly get up before 8 o'clock anymore.
I was going to ask that. Now, again, most of you know Allison was the anchor early mornings on KATV for many years. What time did you get up in those work days?
Yeah, it was 2:30.
2:30 was your get up time.
Yeah, 2:30 in the morning. It was crazy. I did it for 14 years. First at 11 and then at 7.
Yeah, you started at 11, right?
And I don't know how I did it now.
I don't either.
It's brutal. It is a brutal, brutal schedule, and I don't know how I survived it. I feel so much better.
Yeah.
It's wild.
And raise kids while keeping that schedule, too.
Right. Rex, you do it because, you know, for me at least, I was able to be at home with them. They hardly even knew I worked. So it was almost the best of both worlds.
Exactly.
Because I could get home before they, you know,
got home from
before
school,
they even went to school, depending on what stage of my career. And so it was so nice, I thought. But you are really giving so much to your job and to that schedule that your family kind of gets the leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
So I do a lot of apologizing these days for all of that. Good news is they were little and they don't really remember.
Exactly. I've been in jobs where I travel a lot and I look back and like, that was way too many nights away from home. But like you said, little don't remember, and it all works out. But you leave and you make this transition into the art. So I'm going to start right off, and then we can go back and kind of walk through the steps. But Stage 13, you're one of the founders 6 months ago. Just basically 101, what is it and how did it come to be?
Yeah, Stage 13 is Arkansas's newest performing arts organization. We're very focused on education and really being a pipeline to that professional world. There's not a lot of education opportunities in the performing arts. You know, we have 63 the last time I checked. That may have changed, gone up or down a little bit. But there are 63 schools in Little Rock, North Little Rock, and Pulaski County school districts that have no performing arts program at all.
Wow.
That's a problem.
That's a problem.
That's a problem for our kids. They need the arts, and so many kids find their place in the arts. The other reason we need the arts is because of these devices that our kids and we are so attached to that we get less and less social interaction, less and less opportunities to stand up and speak to a group or actually interact with a person and look them in the eyes. And so those are some of the things that we're teaching too that gives you those life skills beyond just singing, dancing, acting. Most kids won't end up doing that as a profession, but the skills that they're getting out of performing arts education is really preparing them to be confident humans. That's really the business that we are in. And so that is a huge part of what Stage 13 is. We're really trying to fill those gaps. We go into schools also offering free workshops. So if a school calls us and wants to help with getting some performing arts education in their school, we'll send some of our education team members, our professional teaching artists, into those schools and do that. We also do productions because that's like playing in the game, right?
Right.
So you don't just want to take lessons in basketball or just go to practices. You want to play in the game. So the game for our performing arts students are the productions.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have productions throughout the year. Right now we're partnering with Wildwood and we do our productions there. We've done two, did Charlie Brown Christmas, which had some of our teen pre-professional students. And then we just wrapped up Mean Girls, got kind of hit with the snow there in January. But finished that up. And we were the first theater in Central Arkansas to get the rights to Mean Girls.
Oh, wow.
Came out.
Yeah.
You know, and so that was exciting. And it was really, really incredible to watch a lot of those teens that have been in our program or been with us for quite some time perform up there, and they are going places. They really are going places, and they're getting that one-on-one and that intensive training that really just has been missing in this market for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I know that because my oldest daughter, as I was telling you.
I was going to say, you've got some amazing kids, and one on the West Coast now involved in the arts.
Yeah, so. Her major is theater and screen arts at Pepperdine. And she's had some great opportunities there, and she had some here, but she often, you know, she keeps up with what we're doing here. And she's like, Mom, I wish we would have had some of that when I was here. And she's only a junior in college. So, we really need that so that these kids are prepared to go and compete with anybody else in the country. You can be from Arkansas and you can go make it big and you can stand out amongst other kids around the country in Dallas, New York, Chicago, LA. Because we're giving you that kind of training, and not only that kind of training, but the access to those Broadway professionals. Mm-hmm. We're bringing them in and letting these kids see and touch and feel them and talk to them and say, you did it. How did you do it? And building that mentorship so that those kids, and this industry is small like so many industries, and they're giving these kids their information and their contact and say, call me if mm-hmm. you need something. So that is invaluable, as you know, and it's really exciting to see how that has taken off so, so very quickly and how many kids really want to explore that as a career or as a college major.
Yeah, just as an aside, you mentioned there at Pepperdine many decades ago in my sports writing days, the Dallas Cowboys would train at Thousand Oaks, California.
Okay, yeah.
And the paper was good enough to send me out there a couple of straight years. I would file my stories for the next day's paper. Then I'd get in my rental car and explore. And usually I'd go right down Highway 1, right down the coast. And there sits Pepperdine. And I can remember thinking, man, why didn't I go to school here? I mean, overlooking the water. What a location.
It's insane. I mean, it is really one of the most beautiful places that I've ever been
gorgeous.
To.
Yeah.
In her dorm on campus, her view was better than any vacation view I had ever been had. So, yeah, she's really living the life out there. She takes surfing as one of her classes. And so, but also just the connection being so close to L.A., she's able to do a lot and audition when she can. She's on a scholarship there, and so she does all the shows there in some fashion. She's either on stage or backstage.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really cool. We love going to visit.
Oh,
as
I bet.
Much as
I
we
bet.
Can.
Yeah, absolutely. That's an easy get as far as getting you out there to visit, I'm sure. Now, as far as since you've got some amazing kids, but as far as you, the first half of your career spent in the media, was there always an arts? Did you have an arts side?
Not really.
Not really?
No, not really.
I didn't know if you were a musician, if you acted on the side, any of that. Okay.
That's the funny part about this. I can't sing, I dance,
me
I
neither.
Do any of it. Like, please don't. I can be myself because that's what we do every day. Like, I can really be myself. I can't be somebody. I'm not good at it at all. And my kids tell me that because I'll rehearse with them or read lines. They're like, please don't, Mom, please. So I'm very much aware of where my limitations exist. So, but it was really my children that, mm-hmm. you know, started to show an interest in it. And I think I always, like, thought about the stage maybe or the screen, but I grew up in small town Louisiana, mm-hmm. and our college had no performing arts program at our high school or college was minimal. I mean, it had some, but minimal.
Yeah.
And so that I just never had the access to, mm-hmm. to do any of that. So maybe I would have been great if I'd had the kind of access that we provide now, but didn't have that. And but when my kids started to show interest, they started performing at the Rep, taking classes at the Rep, and participating in their high school, you know, shows, the schools, the shows there. And really ended up performing at just about all the theaters in town at some point.
Oh, wow.
So we've covered, they've been on the stage at just about all of the theaters in town.
Right. So you grew up familiar with the theater, familiar with the art scenes in Little Rock. Let's go back and talk about, again, you talked about the need for Stage 13. Mm-hmm. How did it come about, though? Were there a group of you that just started talking to each other and saying, we need to do something?
Yeah, we had been working together, this team of 13, which is where Stage 13 comes from.
Yeah,
and I can't say enough about, and you've worked with a lot of people, a lot of teams over the years, Rex, so you know when you find, it's hard to find a team that everybody kind of really gels and you start to see like this incredible passion and this work ethic that exists. Mm-hmm. And everybody's really after the work.
That's
not
right.
Not any glory or any kind of anything, applause, really the work. We want to do this. We love it so much. Many of them are artists themselves. They're actors. They've performed all over the country. They have arts degrees. But it's a mix of artists and business people, or artists with a really great business mind, which is hard to find also.
That's true.
And so, we saw what was happening in Central Arkansas, especially with the education programming. And we realized we really have to take the rein here and make sure that we are providing something that prepares our kids for the future and to be able to compete with anybody else. Also, looking at, theater for a long time, we kind of throw away the traditional model of theater, which is oftentimes based on legacy giving. It's based on history, and all of that can be really great. But everything's changing and evolving, with with AI, with all of the options we have for entertainment. We have to look at ways to stay forward-thinking and modern. What I love about our team is we have ages 21 to, I'm the oldest, so late 40s. My co-executive director, Warren McCullough, we are the oldest. But I love
that.
Well,
you are a young group then.
I love that, though, yeah. Because that 21-year-old and that 28-year-old that we have on staff, who else is on our staff is John Broadwater. You know that name.
Absolutely.
And so, they are just fiery and passionate, and they are so smart. Mm-hmm. And they think of things that Warren and I would never think of because we just have lived a different life in a different time. And so we listen. Everybody has a voice. That's what's so great, too, all 13. I mean, we're the co-executive directors, but it's a flat sort of leadership style. I mean, everybody has a voice. And because we all came together and did this, it's all of ours. And I say that loosely. It's not really ours. It's yours. It's
right.
The community's.
Right.
It's a 501c3 nonprofit organization. It really belongs to the state. Mm-hmm. And so we have a job to answer to those stakeholders that are investing in the arts. And we have amazing people that have joined this ride and this sort of movement with us to ensure that we have the foundation we need. We've done a lot in 6 months. I would say
you really have hit the ground running.
You can't outwork this group. That's the thing that I love and you oftentimes don't find in younger generations, the work ethic. Our team has it. So it's really amazing. I have people, yesterday I had four people on our team come and say, what can I do to help you? What can I do to help you? What do you need me to do? And that's how we all operate. So we're very much supportive of each other. We want to see everybody succeed. And when you want to see each other succeed, but more importantly than that, you want to see the organization succeed. I mean, you can do anything.
Yeah, absolutely. I love how you mentioned that some of them had artistic ability and business ability because, that really is unusual. That's that right brain, left brain stuff. And you know this from all your years at the media, I tell people when they ask me about the paper, I said, look, those of us who are writers, photographers, graphic artists, just never let us on the business side of the operation because we'd bankrupt the place in a few weeks.
Yeah.
And it really is two different things.
It is.
So to find somebody with both is an unusual thing.
Yeah, we've been very lucky. And a lot of it has been on the job learning, as we go and figuring it out. That's the other thing is for me personally, I've gotten very comfortable being uncomfortable. So if that makes sense, but I, it's taking the risk. It's making bold decisions. And that's really what the culture there at Stage 13.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to do the thing. If it doesn't work, we'll do something else. But try it. Let's see where this goes. Ask the hard questions. Do the hard things. Dream as big as you want. And let's figure out how to make it happen.
Well, in doing my homework for this show, I do a little homework, just so you know. I printed off your spring classes for Stage 13. They began back on February 2nd, run through April 23rd. I was amazed by two things, and that's the breadth of them.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you cover a lot of ground, and how many of them say wait list.
Yes.
So you're... For a young organization, obviously, you've found a lot of interest in what you're offering.
The need is there, and we're out. Our academy is out at on Bowman Curve in West Little Rock, which West Little Rock really hasn't had any. Everything's theater-wise is sort of concentrated downtown.
That's a good point. Yeah, nothing
and
out
so,
west. Yeah.
You know, as we start to grow out there, the city starts to grow out there, and there's so many schools and families that way. There, you know how we kind of get, we're so lucky in Central Arkansas, right? Nothing's really far, but we get
That's true.
We get spoiled, and you start to go, oh gosh, I don't want to have to drive all the way downtown. I don't want to have to, you know, cross the river and go to that other country, on the other side. And so I think the convenience factor is a big part of it. We're mm-hmm. so busy. Everybody's going in a million different directions. If you have multiple kids, you're going to a game here. So that convenience factor is a huge part of it. But our teaching artists are incredible, and they really work. Those kids that have been with them for years and years and years follow them because they see the value in their teaching styles and how much they care and how much opportunity they're providing and how much you're seeing your kid grow. We mm-hmm. have so many kids that walk in the door and they're like, they're quiet, they're shy. And by the end of that semester, they're standing on a stage by themselves singing a song in front of everyone. That is huge. That's huge. And so I think we're seeing parents really also go, you know, I don't know if they're that good at singing or dancing, but they need this. And you'll hear all the time businesses saying, hire a theater kid, hire somebody that's been in the arts, because those kids, they are diverse. They're put in groups with kids from all different schools. And mm-hmm. so they're outside their bubbles. We reach in our classes, we have 150 students, 33 schools represented. So it's not just one clump of kids that we're seeing. It's from schools all over Central Arkansas. And so having that opportunity to interact with, you know, other people that aren't exactly like you is so valuable. The confidence and the care that they're getting in our classes. And that's really a testament to our education team and those teachers. I'm also not a teacher.
Understood.
So they really do the hard work and the meat of all of this.
Well, back to the business side of things, I'm telling you, one of the things that impressed me in reading all of this is how low you keep the tuition, $275. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've made it really accessible.
We have, and that's important. You know, the other thing is that we never turn a child away for the inability, because of the inability to pay that tuition. And that's so important. The other really great thing, so those are the classes that you know, you have a tuition fee, but our pre-professional company, which is unlike any in the country that we've been able to find, is completely scholarshiped. So we have 18 students from across Central Arkansas, Bryant, Central, PA, Little Rock Christian, Episcopal, Parkview. I mean, all of those schools represented. And those kids do not pay a dollar, or those families don't pay a dollar.
That's right.
They get 3 hours a week of intensive training. Not only that, our teachers, our education team does private coaching for them when they're applying for a college program or they're auditioning for something big. We'll shoot that. We have a TV film production studio in our new facility, so we'll do all of that. We have a donor that is so passionate about that we level the playing field. Mm-hmm. So it's not based on whether you have money or not. And that's what's happened for a long time, because those lessons are so expensive,
exactly.
Like everything kid related, right? And so leveling the playing field here, it doesn't matter if you have $1 million and your family is whomever, or you have nothing. Those kids, it's based on talent. It's based on commitment. It's based on drive. They have to write a letter of why they want to be a part of it. They have to get a letter of recommendation, and they have to audition. And so we are seeing those kids that really, really want this. And it's, I mean, you need to talk. I need to bring some of these kids up here. You would be shocked.
That would be fun.
The way that they can talk to others, mm-hmm. the things that they're accomplishing, and we probably have three in our program, maybe four right now, that could go to Broadway tomorrow.
Yeah, that's exciting.
And that's, you know, they're getting the kind of training that they need and the support behind it, because, you know, you can't just go off to New York or to even a big college with a big college program if you're from Little Rock and not. You want to have that support system that we're always saying, like, we're here. You call us if you need anything. We're here.
We're here for you.
You're one of our kids. So
right.
We want to see them go off and do amazing things, you know, be on Broadway, be in TV film, do all the huge things, travel around the world, and then come back and pour into this community,
mm-hmm.
pour back into those younger students. So that's the long, long game for us. And that's going to happen way after I'm gone. So setting this organization up for long-term sustainability is also a big priority for us, not just doing the things right now, what's easy right now, but what are we going to do to make sure that this program exists right 10, 20, 50 years from now?
Makes sense. I talked about the breadth of the program. I'm just going to throw out a couple. Creative Musical Theater Adventures. This is for kindergarten through the second grade. And then I go all the way up to adult acting for returning students. Mm-hmm. So you're going all the way from kindergarten up to adults.
We really are. So, and funny enough, we're about to announce, maybe today it'll hit, that we're starting a Broadway Babies class. So it's a mommy and me or daddy and me. Bring your kid in at 6 months, as young as 6 months old, and it's singing and interacting with your child and during the day, which is also something that's needed for those young parents mm-hmm. or grandparents to do with their kids. So that's kind of exciting. So we will start at 6 months very soon and go all the way up to adult. We have at least, I think, 73, 74-year-old in our program. That's one
wow.
of them. And we have an attorney. We have a doctor. We have people that have been doing this their whole lives. We have people that have never done it before. Our adult acting class actually has the longest wait list. It's wild, which was surprising for mm-hmm. all of us, mm-hmm. that there are adults that really want to do this. And so that class, our Quinn Gassaway is the adult acting teacher, and he's our education coordinator at Stage 13. He's really phenomenal. He performs all over town, but he also pours back into what we're doing at Stage 13 in a very tangible way, especially with those high school students and adults. And they love him. Those adults are like, whoa, they follow yeah. him. That's why we have to have the returning students.
Oh, yeah.
Because they
yeah.
don't want to stop. They don't want to
keep going. Yeah.
They want to keep going. And we yeah. love that. We love that.
More advanced classes.
Yeah.
Now, let me get over to the performance aspect, because mm-hmm. you said there's a performance aspect. You mentioned Wildwood, which is also in West Little Rock, is one of the venues you've used. As you dream about the future, are you looking at your own performance venue one of these days?
Of course. I mean, that's the big, big goal here. The big mm-hmm. vision is a place where we can have all of our education classes, a build shop, so we can build our sets. You know, we have a master carpenter on staff. So when we are not in production, our master carpenter who loves to build, she is amazing. She's also a performer, but she's incredible, can build anything. She's dreaming big about that build shop for our tech team to build sets and get everything done for those productions. So have that on site, have the education classes on site, have a black box, have a, 250 to 300 seat theater in there. Also have like a place where an outdoor terrace where you can do some outdoor music, live music. Our kids can perform out there. You can eat a bar, all of that in an area where it's desperately needed. So if you were bringing someone to West Little Rock, what do you go do for fun in West Little Rock?
Good point. And I live in Far West Little
yes,
Rock.
Yes, same.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
so, like, what do you, well, there, it's so hard, and we need that.
We're going to go out to eat.
Right. We're going to go
shop.
Out to eat.
Yeah.
And so to have
with
more,
all of the theaters in town.
Yeah, and yeah. have more entertainment options and more regular entertainment options. Mm-hmm. So, right now we're doing 3 or 4 shows a year, but we really want to grow that so that there's always entertainment options. And, I think Rex theaters traditionally, if you look around the country, they struggle. Community theaters are
mm-hmm.
struggling.
Mm-hmm.
So
really are.
What is, I've done a lot of like looking into what is the reason for that and how do you keep one from, even like in Louisiana, I was looking, there was one that was 74 years old and
oh, wow.
like it just shut down
it's
because
gone.
It just gone. Yeah.
You've seen a lot of that since the pandemic.
Yeah,
they,
it's really
they
hard.
Just never came back from the
right.
pandemic.
And so I think, and this is just really me, in my opinion, but I think looking at it and what I've seen is it goes back to what we were talking about. Artists trying to run a theater is hard. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes you get blinded by the art side of it. Like it's art and I want to do art for art's sake. And I want to, it's so important. This art is, and that's true. It is. However, in a market like Little Rock, Arkansas, where there's so many people that just want the entertainment part
mm-hmm.
of it. Like, I want to go see a show that I know. I want
right.
to go see the Mary Poppins. I want to go see those shows that I just know and I can take my family to, and it's just
mm-hmm.
fun. And so I think that, really providing the kind of productions that this market wants is so very important. I always say, too, understand making sure that our community and business people and lawmakers and city leaders understand the value of the arts in a community. And I think that gets overlooked a lot, or it's just not a really good understanding. And that's really on us to have not educated everyone enough. That's another big priority for us at Stage 13. I say, I don't care if you ever come see one of our shows, but Rex, as a city leader, as someone that is in the media, that someone that, you know, has a voice, I want you to understand that every dollar poured into arts in Central Arkansas is like $4 put back into the economy.
Yeah.
So
and
if you
talk about people wanting to go to see shows they know, I look at the fact that Murray's Dinner Theater has survived all of these decades in a part of the city that, quite frankly, has suffered economically very badly through the years. That shows me there's a market there.
Yeah, and Ike McIntyre is incredible.
Yeah.
He's an incredible businessman that has a model that works, and he's figured it out.
Yeah.
And, I mean, people love Murray's. I mean, a lot
of...
But think
about how many businesses have failed in that neighborhood in the decades they've been there.
Yeah, because people go, I don't care. I know what I'm getting there. It's going to be... I know exactly what I'm getting there. It's always going to be a good time. And they have some of the best actors because they pay their actors. That's the other thing that we haven't touched. But paying artists is rare. We're at Stage 13, we're very focused on paying our artists, paying the teachers livable wages, paying our staff livable wages, our design teams, because it's been like everybody goes, just will you volunteer? That's great, but there's people that have degrees in this that are really talented, and they want to work here in the town they grew up in or the place they call home. But if we don't provide those opportunities, they leave and they go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping that here is so important. So we, really look at that. And even though we aren't building a set all the time, we have our master carpenter. Paige is incredible and she's multi-talented. That's the other thing, is the flexibility of this team. And you have to have really organization is
a lot of things.
You have to be able to do it all. And so she teaches too, she performs. And that's the case for all of our staff.
You have done so much in just 6 months. It's really amazing. So kind of give me a vision, let's say, where you would like to see things a couple of years from now, and then maybe 5 years from now, where you would like to see things.
So, when we started Stage 13, a little backstory here, we had nothing. We had nothing. We didn't know what the future. What we knew is that we had a team that was dynamite, that believed in this. And this...
You didn't know what you didn't know is the old saying.
Yes.
Goes. Yeah.
And the community needed it. And so we figured out a way to make it work. Our first classes were held at Argenta Methodist Church. They opened up their doors to us and said, and that kind of fell in our lap. And so we were able to have those classes there. And then we have a board of directors that's amazing. We got our 501c3 nonprofit official status in December, which is very important for a nonprofit. And then we opened our academy in January. And we have a second facility that will open in May is the target there. It needs a little more work than the academy, the 4,100 square foot academy that we have.
The academy's on Bowman, you said? Okay.
And then right across the parking lot from us, it's also on Bowman, is the performance space. Will be a performance center. It's 2,800.
What part of Bowman are you on?
On Bowman Curve.
On the curve.
Yeah,
okay.
Right there. Yeah.
Gotcha.
It was Painting with a Twist is the old Painting with a Twist. We took over that location, which is right next door to Pizza Hut. So that being that centrally located is also great. Parents can drop their kids off and go to Target and Home Depot, and everything is right there. So
that's
really great for our parents. But that will open in the summer, and it'll be like we'll have classes in there, but it will have a stage. We can probably get 100 people in there. So we could do small performances. So the showcases at the end of the semester, our kids put on a show for their parents, grandparents. So we can do that over there. And then some other events, private events, some other programming that we're looking to. So right now there's lots of discussion about what's going to happen and programming that space.
Yeah.
But that's going to be really exciting to offer to West Little Rock also. So that's happening right now. And then we are looking ahead to that big, big vision of, and is Little Rock ready for it? Are very thoughtful. We have, you know, a big vision, but we're thoughtful about scaling it.
Right.
And working it in phases.
To have a performing arts facility for
yes.
West Little Rock.
Yes. Yeah. In that heart of the, like near where we are, but you know, mm-hmm. also looking at like around 4:30, so you start to bring in tourists, mm-hmm. So they come to see those shows. So you're right there on the interstate, and we're looking at that. So those conversations are happening, and we do things really, really fast. So
obviously, done this much in 6 months.
Yeah. So two years from now, I could see the start of a new facility.
Wow.
5 years from now, I could see it complete.
Being completed, yeah. That's
being super ambitious, but again, we've never tackled anything and not gotten it done. So I'm waiting for the thing that we aren't able to accomplish, and that hasn't happened yet. So Warren and I keep pushing our team, like, if we can do this, then we can do this, and we can do this. And so that's the mentality there is to, let's do it. If there's a need and we want to make it happen, we can.
Yeah, yeah. We've run out of time. I knew it would go fast.
That's so fast, so fast.
My old joke, you know, because I'm in addition to newspaper work, I've dabbled in radio a lot since I was 13, and you can relate. I said I can't do a lot in life, but I can feel airtime.
Right?
Get the two of us together, we can feel some airtime,
well,
you know.
The photographers and editors always hated me because a minute and a half was way too short for me to do a package. So it would be way too long every time. Wrap it up, Allison. You're going over.
But things are going so fast. I tell you what, I'm going to get you back in a few months.
We'd love that. Yeah, yeah. I have a couple of our kids on. They're incredible. They're the real stars there.
That sounds great. Allison Courtney, our guest today from Stage 13, they're off and running and doing some amazing things out in West Little Rock. Thanks, Allison. Good luck going forward.
Thank you, Rex. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you for listening to another edition of the Southern Fried Podcast, a production of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.